Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another episode. My name is Kasia, and today we are going to talk about taking great pictures of your home when it comes time to sell. Now, some of you may be going the route of the for sale by owner. Some of you may be going through a real estate agent. But I want to talk about pictures and how important those pictures are to get your house sold quickly. One of the things that I mentioned, there's actually a three-part series, if you will, of how to get your house sold faster. And the first one is staging, the second one being the picture, and then the third one being the real estate agent. So today we're going to talk about the pictures and how important those are and making sure that they look fantastic, not grainy, not unfocused, not, you know, just not looking right. Because those pictures are going to be online, and that is the first impression that buyers will have of your house. So you need to make sure that when you get pictures taken for your home, I've learned a couple of tips as I went through them, because my camera isn't the greatest. I have one regular camera and then I have my phone camera, and I take both just to see the differences, because sometimes one will come out better than the other. But the first thing you definitely must have is natural light. Open up those windows to get all that natural light to come in. I know sometimes, depending on the day, it may be cloudy and yucky outside and everything, and the sun may not be out and not ideal when you're taking pictures. So sometimes you may have to play with the filters a little bit to get that light to come through and to show up in the photos. I highly recommend using a professional photographer to come over to your house to take pictures. Don't use your phone. I mean, while yes, it's great, but really, the photographer has all the greatest filters. They have a technique to overlay some of the pictures. They can add more light and make it look more natural in the picture. So I highly recommend using a professional photographer to come in and take those pictures, even if you're doing for sale by owner. You know, take the extra time and then put that in the budget to hire a photographer to take those fantastic pictures of yours, okay? You, as doing a for sale by owner, you may realize that, you know, there are certain corners that you can cut, but the pictures really need to stand out. So number one, make sure natural light. Number two, if you can, highly recommend getting a professional photographer. If you don't know of one, take a look online and see which houses are for sale. If you go online at any real estate agent's website, basically, take a look and see what their pictures look like. If you don't like what you see, don't go with them, don't ask them. But if there is a photographer of a lot of pictures that look real good, you know, find out who the photographer is for that company. They may have an in-house photographer. They may source it out. Most of the time they source it out and have someone that does that. And sometimes they'll tell you, you know, who it is that their photographer that they use, right? So that's another way to find out who the photographer is, because there's differences between real estate photography and portrait photography. You know, when you're sitting down to get a headshot, it's different. It really is. So there's a specialty. I didn't know that. You're thinking, going, what? Yes, there's a difference. So yeah, take a look online and see. You know, you may look up just real estate photography and see what comes up in your area. Okay. So photography, lighting. The other thing I also realized and noticed that whenever I've gotten photo shoots done of my house, they normally come like noonish midday type of day. And I don't know if it was coincidence, they just happened to be that way, or they actually, it looks better with the light that way, because early in the morning, the sun is still getting up. There's actually, if it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, you know, it's still kind of, the sun's getting up and the tones aren't correct. They're actually kind of greenish, when you get up in the morning. So you don't want to do it too early in the morning. Okay. You don't want to take photographs late in the day either, because then you've got more of the red tones with the sun setting and things like that. So take a look at the time of day. When the sun is like, you know, high noon, 1 o'clock, something like that, that is equally, you know, separation of the, you know, the sun kind of going on both sides of the house because it's directly over the house at that time. Take pictures then, okay? And then another time to consider taking pictures are at night, right at dusk. If you have, especially if you have exterior lighting on the house, like maybe you have some uplights on your trees or on your house or something like that. Maybe you have a really great, you know, porch with some great lights and things like that. Maybe you have a pool in the backyard, you know, that kind of a thing, and you have great lighting out there to kind of show off the patio, you know. So there's different times of day that you should consider taking pictures of your house for your listing, okay? So those are some tips and tricks for you. Definitely work with someone that can help you get your house listed. But yeah, those photographs really need to stand out. And if you've taken the time to stage it, you really want those pictures to come out real good, okay? And then ask the photographer, whoever it is, if they, you know, if you can use it and post it elsewhere, especially if you're doing for sale by owner, you have to ask permission to use their photographs. You know, normally if you pay for it, you normally have permission to do that. But ask just in case, or give them credit. You know, if you're posting it someplace else, you know, give them credit for, your site. Now I know we've done it where, while yes, the realtor, we have a realtor that goes to the listing, we'll actually do it through Military by Owner on their website and sometimes put the listing out there. So that's a possibility. If you are military or military affiliated, that's another great way to get other, you know, military families that, you know, are looking for a house that maybe you love your area, they may love it too, you know. We live out kind of more in the countryside, but a lot of people have been looking for acreage lately, you know. Drones are a great new addition to taking your pictures of your house. So not just the inside, but they actually do above the house. So you can see the whole, maybe you have a couple acres, you know, they can get a whole picture of the whole acreage of your house and the surrounding area, you know. So drones are another great way to add to your picture portfolio to show your home. Now, we have our own personal drone. We could do that. But again, there's a technique to it to take really good photos. And then the other thing, the last one I have for you. So four is number four is drones. And number five is if you have a video of a walkthrough through your house, that is even more fantastic because here's what's happening. Lately, a lot of people have been looking for houses remotely and they cannot physically go to see the house, right? They may be coming from a different state, maybe out of the country, and all they have to go by are the pictures. And you can't always tell by the pictures what room is next to the other, how it flows from one room to the next. How, you know, maybe how many windows there are, maybe there's a walkway there that you just didn't know about, or kind of a, you know, a closet or something. Maybe you're looking for something in particular. With the videos, now you can actually, you know, walk through the front door of the house, you know, go, you know, span, okay, here's to the left is the dining room, to the right is an office, you keep going straight, there's a living room, and then the open kitchen, you know, whatever it is, the layout is, maybe there's a bedroom on the main floor, and then, oh, there's stairs, let's walk up the stairs, you know. So a tour, a virtual tour of the house is another great way to do things that way too. So those are five tips for you on taking great pictures for your listing. I hope you get some great tips and inspiration for when it comes time to sell your house. And I don't really have a German tidbit. I'm trying to think if there is anything that has to deal with like taking pictures or out here. Not really. The other thing is we have noticed though with German houses here, they take pictures of empty houses, like really, really empty and nothing's in there at all, or there's just too much stuff. So they don't do staging that I've seen around here. So it's kind of interesting. And then the other part in some houses, if it is empty, that also means there are no kitchen cabinets or kitchen appliances you have to bring your own kitchen cabinets and kitchen appliances. Is that crazy? I know, right? You're thinking, no, seriously. I'm like, yeah, seriously. I've had people had to, the renters, you're renting the house. You have to go get like IKEA cabinets or whatever kind of cabinets, countertops. I don't think they even have a sink. Seriously, but the plumbing's all there. You just have to bring it all, and then you have to take it with you when you leave. How crazy is that, right? So be aware when you are taking pictures, whether you're overseas, trying to find a house overseas, ask that question. Are there, literally, I'm surprised you have to ask this question. It's like, yeah, no, seriously, you do. Are there kitchen cabinets that come with the house? You know, it's just amazing. So take a look. I hope you learned some things about taking pictures for your listing, and I hope you guys have a fantastic day.